The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Welcome to my brother, me, and advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm the sweet baby brother, Griffin Andrew McElroy.
Let me just get ahead of it. I watched the first episode.
The first episode of Man vs. B. Okay.
It was harrowing, is the word I would use.
I was made certain assurances that we would not need to talk about Man versus.
No, but
Man.
I also don't want people. Now, what I've run into because of the blast on which I was put, that in my life, social media, in streaming, in everything I've done, if I mentioned
in your bedroom,
in my bedroom, my wife, my children, my dog,
your
all
confessional.
Of them, when I'm talking to my priest, my spiritual guidance, my yogi, when I'm talking to my yogi bear, when I'm talking to them,
you gotta watch the movie, boo boo.
And I say, I did this today. They're like, you should have been watching Man vs. B. And I'm like, okay, I did it now. I did it now. Never again.
So here's the issue, Travis. You're getting Man vs. B 1.1. There were a lot of complaints registered toward Netflix with some of the gratuitous male and B nudity.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
In the original cut. And so, as they are wont to do, what with this streaming era and the death of art, they went in and just took all that stuff out. So you know how the episodes are like 20 minutes long?
Yeah.
They used to be like 35, 40, and you were getting a good 15 to 20 minutes of man and B nudity.
Well,
sometimes
Griffin,
at the same
I actually
time.
Anticipated that because I know of Netflix's rampant censorship. And so I actually watched it in 90-second chunks on Dailymotion. I found a playlist.
Yeah,
I found a playlist and I just watched it that way. Now, there were a couple chunks missing, which frankly made it incoherent. But other than that.
Obviously, I dipped into Dailymotion for those clips for my own purposes.
Yeah.
And my net nanny was like, we'll let this one go. They're like, it's Mr. Bean. Like, there's no erotic value. It auto blurred out the B's huge ding along.
Yeah.
Which is understandable, but they were like, it's Mr. Bean's dick and his balls and butthole.
It's educational.
And it serves an educational purpose at that point.
Now, see, that's what I actually noticed, Griffin, that my net nanny was a little too lenient as well, which is why I hired a real life nanny to stand over my shoulder while I looked at stuff, specifically Man versus B. I got a Mary Poppins-esque, like, no, Mr. Bean's dick today, Master Travis. watching it too much, apparently, and it was affecting my relationship with my kids.
Yeah,
so she said, you must go outside and get some vitamin D. And I said, I ain't getting all the vitamin D on you right here. And she said, no, Master Travis, you must step outside.
I just want them to release the Snyder Cut of Man vs. B. And by that, I mean Greg Snyder, who was the on-set intimacy consultant for
Man the Man and the Bee.
Anytime that there was exposure happening, like the scene where the bee climbs inside of his Mr. Bean's penis.
Yeah.
I want to see. He worked hard on that. Like,
well,
he had to coach both of them through that, and it was probably pretty painful and humiliating.
And it's wild to me that they made such a progressive step to hire an intimacy coordinator, which everyone should do. But yeah. then also the rest of it exists. And so yeah. that was difficult to me.
I watched the Snyder Cut of Justice League. And okay. my big thing
this
there
is gonna
was
be fucking funny. Yes.
Brace your asses, everyone.
There is just so many scenes of people eating chips that it got to a point where
I get it, because Snyder's is a chip brand, which I think might only manufacture chips in Huntington, West Virginia.
A regional thing. They use peanut oil. Nice.
Take that.
Enough said. Enough said there. Appreciate that. This is an advice show.
Obviously,
where we take your questions and turn them alchemy like into wisdom. I feel like it's been 150 years since we've recorded one of these.
Well, and we should also note that Griffin decided to move.
Yeah.
Like a real dingus. So
like yesterday, just real hair up my ass sort of stuff where I was like, I'm going to uproot my entire family and relocate to the. To the Beast
Well,
Coast.
Most of your family, you're having them compete to see who right. would be left behind to make a new life in Austin. You don't want to cede all that territory is yeah. the no. problem. So you want to leave a man in Kamchatka, as it were.
It is kind of our southern HQ, Griffin, which I am. I feel like I covered the Midwest HQ for a while.
Yeah.
And now I feel like you're kind of encroaching a bit on my territory, which I'm not wild about.
Appreciate that we can finally make it permanent our absolute denial of other time zones.
Yes. Thank you.
If you don't know about this little fact of ours, we have people on our team all throughout the country. And if any of them mention any time zones other than Eastern Standard Time, we refuse to acknowledge. Like, we can't process it. Yeah. It's like, ask me again. In a real time zone, because if you talk about another one, and we've been doing this with Griffin, like,
yeah,
Griffin has had to pretend that he does not live outside the Eastern time zone.
Occasionally, Griffin will be like, "Oh, we can start at 11," and I'm like, "It's already 11, Griffin.
It's already 11.
What do you mean? Are you talking about?"
Yeah, we're like flat earthers, but for like a very specific sort of latitude range. Yeah.
And I'm just saying, like, daylight savings time, who's saving it? And give me some back. You know what I mean? I want some of that.
And that's some of Travis's whole deal.
That's my thing about time.
Let's do questions. Because it's going to be a while before I do questions again. And I mean,
we are about to do like three live shows in a row, but that's...
Oh, you're right. We're about to be doing too many questions. But still, my hunger must be sated.
Yeah. Whenever I go to someone else's house, even my best friends, I hate staying the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not... Yeah, your stuff's not there.
Yeah, your stuff's not there. It's not where your bed is. That's not the air you like.
I end up not able to sleep, always in a cold sweat, and wake up feeling gross. I'm happy to be with my friends, so what can I do to enjoy waking up with them the next morning? That's from Anxiously Awake in Alabama, and you can't.
You can go home and then come back before they wake up, and then you're like, whoa, right there. Oh, I was here the whole time too, guys. There's that.
Sleepover, the sort of like logistics of sleepovers, that math changes once you are sort of independent and can drive. Because I would much rather, I'll kick it with you until the wee hours. And then when it's time for sleeping in a bed, I have my own that I have been sort of nestling into fucking hard for a long time now.
Dangerous. What about the dangers of driving in the evening?
Oh, what time do you go to bed, Justin? Because I'm heading home at like 9 o'clock. Yeah, during the summer, 9, it's not 9, even 30. Dark yet.
Griffin said the wee hours, so I question that.
I meant 9 to 9:30.
Between 9 and 9:30.
That's when I come home and me and Rachel play Wii together. We play competitive, very competitive boom blocks till we work up a nice sweat, and then we instantly go to sleep.
The amount of props I need to sleep when I travel is truly, I mean, it's truly toddler level. It's like I need the log pillow. I need my wrist brace for my carpal tunnel syndrome. Yeah. Uh-huh. I need my special eye mask that has the headphones built into it so I can
Everyone, back off. He's married. No.
I know, right?
I can't believe that the fact that there is no sort of like well-known Mabim Bam mythos about your log pillow, which is a bean-filled
It's a micro. What do you call that? Microfill? It's like a beanbag bean
filled with Justin's farts.
And then he carries it draped over usually a strap of his backpack, turning it into the brawniest nutsack that you have ever seen. And he walks through every airport like that. And there's kids around, and they seen it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What do you want me to say here?
You introduced this topic, by the way. We didn't make you bring up the log pillow. You brought up the log pillow.
I'm just saying I have props, and if I don't have them, I can't sleep. I've tried other things. In hotel rooms, I've gotten desperate and wadded up towels into kind of a log shape.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Wadded up a hoodie, you know, to try to make it. No, nothing doing. Doesn't work.
It's not just bedroom prop. When I'm away from my favorite toilet, my toilet buddy that I know, I know how he works. I know his whole deal.
You know how he likes to be. Yeah.
I know where I like to look for the tough moments. You know what I mean? Like, I know the point on the wall that I'm making eye contact with when I'm struggling. Like, I know.
You know where you've etched your Vince Lombardi quotes?
Times get tough, I know exactly. Right. And I know where the tally marks are for every successful completion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking.
And by the way, I was at your house the other day, and there's only six.
Yeah, man. Why do you think I need so many motivational quotes? It's tough out there. Okay. I don't eat fiber.
Yeah, you I know that about you.
I just eat cheese.
Yeah.
You can't get a good night's sleep at someone else's house.
It can't be done.
There is a certain point of, like, there's a reason why. I think maybe.
Oh, I have a rectangle pillow.
Yes. Well, yeah.
It's a cube.
Oh.
Pillow cube.
Wait. What?
Yeah.
It's a pillow cube, and I can't sleep without that either. It's a cube-shaped pillow.
Where does it go? Where does the cube go?
Well, supporting this beautiful thinker right here.
Okay.
Right underneath the old noggin.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. I've searched high and low. Do you know how many pillows I've had to shove down on my garbage disposal because they didn't give my head the support it craved?
Like, as a punishment?
What?
Like, as a punishment for them disappointing you?
I mean, it's a sacrifice. I see.
But I think that I can't remember the last time. Like, I think 24 was maybe the last time I slept at a friend's house because I was too drunk to drive. So I simply slept on his couch. But it was not like a planned thing where I looked at my friend Bradbury and said, and I'll bring my jammies. Like, I just don't. And I think the reason is not like, oh, it's weird to sleep at a friend's house when you get older. It's like, oh, no, this isn't like fun to get away from my parents and my house. This is like, oh, no, everything I know is back there. That's where I'm truly me. And I can take off this mask that I wear for others.
Hey, can we approach the wizard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you.
Don't get too close. He's bitey.
The other wizard, Ben Kant, sent this in. Thank you, Ben. This is one that's, again, very useful for me as a sort of like Gen Z.
Here we go.
I live and die on emojis and texts.
I'm a boomer. I don't get that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So me and my Gen Z friends are going to love this one. We're going to bust up super hard.
Is that how you pronounce it? I thought it was just Gens.
Gens, me and my fellow Gens are going to love 13 clever ways to respond to what's up or what's up.
Thank you.
Ah, that age-old question. What's up?
It's not!
It is as old as time itself. What's up? What's up? You might have heard it thrown around so often that it's hard to come up with a fresh and creative answer.
Yes.
In 1999. Don't worry, though. We've got you covered with tons of examples that show how to have some fun with this common question. Read on and try them out to respond to WhatsApp in a way that will breathe new life into your conversation.
Wow.
Hey, have you talked to Mark lately? Yeah. It's good to talk to him now. It feels revitalizing.
Yeah.
Just the way that his mind works. It really excites me.
Well, his responses to my mundane, inane questions are a breath of fresh air in this otherwise empty landscape on which I live.
So here's one way to respond to WhatsApp of 13. After seeing you, my mood. Compliment anyone who could use an extra boost of confidence. This is a great reply for everyone in your life, from a friend to an acquaintance. It's an especially effective answer if the person is shy or isn't used to the attention.
Fuck yeah.
Here's some more examples in this vein. Now that you're talking to me, my happiness.
Now, that's weirder, though, because now that's starting to trend into the way an alien would say it. After seeing you, my mood is up. After this conversation that we had with our mouths, my endorphins are like, oh, no, hold on.
With you in the room, my energy level. After after learning you went to Spain, my curiosity is up. Another way, someone hits you with a wasa, you hit them with a, I don't have any complaints. Stay upbeat if you want to charm a stranger with your optimism. If you want to build rapport with someone or leave them with a wonderful first impression, be really cheerful and smile. Other options, I'm a happy camper. Life's been treating me really well.
That's a serial killer response.
Darkness. There's a darkness behind those
no
words.
No complaints here.
Everything's looking up. I've made a lot of progress lately. With what?
Hey, I think we live in a time, I don't want to go deep into it, folks, but if you have no complaints, that's
no
wild.
If you can say
zero,
nothing but good news on my end, I'm very grateful. All right, asshole.
Yeah.
There is objectively bad news out there, and you saying that it doesn't impact you at all is monstrous.
And listen, there's enough bad news to go around. It doesn't matter what side of any issue you're on. Nobody's got it all good right now.
How about this? What's up? Hopefully not my rent. Get creative at a party and point out what you don't want to go up.
Hopefully not my dick while people are around. That would be inappropriate. Not the time for that.
It better not be my cholesterol levels. I've been eating healthy, Not my student loans. I just have to keep making my payments.
Wow.
With any luck, not my grocery bill. I'm not buying name brands anymore.
I would turn heel and walk away.
Just
and that
out
person
of there.
Would be gone from my awareness.
In a perfect world, my salary. Make your bestie laugh with a sassy response.
That's sad. That is sassy.
Yeah.
Can I say that's sassy?
Okay, you know what? Actually,
on that one.
If I walked up to my best friend, Hank Mardukas, and I said, what's up? And he said, hopefully my salary, I would high five him three times.
For sure. That's sassy and
that's a
fun.
A solid response.
And this is the obligatory, what's up? If life was fair, my grades. My energy
keep your
levels,
grades up.
My energy levels, if I had my way, a lot of concern about my energy, about my phaetons.
Now, I want to go back, though, because I like if life was fair, my grades, because that means it's like I'm putting in the fucking work and Mr. fucking Johnson is being a real asshole because I did that assignment. He knows I did. And yet he's still giving me a C. Life's not fair, man.
My atheist teacher gave me an F. I think it's because I love our troops so much. How much? What's up? How much time do you have?
Do not do this one. No, don't do that one.
Can you stick around? It does say play around with anyone easy to fool, like an unsuspecting relative. So it's like punk them by hinting at some deep trouble in your life that you do need assistance with. Can you stick around for a bit? I'll need at least 20 minutes. How long's your attention span? I'm in the mood to overshare. Okay, let me tell you my life story. Just joking.
Wow. Hey, just any kidding. One of those, I actually would appreciate it because it would be shorthand for like, oh, okay, I don't want to know you.
I don't want to talk to you.
I'm going
to
overshare. Oh, thank you for the warning. I'll be over here at the Cheeto Bowl.
Well, what if it's somebody you know? Like, I've asked you not to be like this.
We
encounter each other in social situations. I've asked you not to be like this, I think.
It's also not oversharing. I asked you how you are. And I guess it depends on if you're like, what's up, man? And he's like, oh, it's bad. Or if you're just like, hey, what's up with you? And he's like, I want to overshare. I'm like, yeah, I did just ask what's up with you.
I would take literally any response other than this one. Number 6 on the list. What's up? Our time on Earth. So let's make the most of it.
What?
Oh, no.
Shake things up and motivate whoever is talking to you. If they're on autopilot and asking a basic question, see if you can inspire them and tell them to live every moment like it's their last.
Don't.
What's up? Our chances to waste another moment. Let's go.
Now, that one, though, is confusing verbiage. What's our chances to wait? Sorry. We've run out of chances. Some of us are out here barely coping with existential dread as it is. Listen, if I see you at a party and I say, what's up? And you're like, our time on Earth? I'm in a spiral now. That's not actually true either.
It's like, we're both here. Like, what are you talking about?
What do you now, know? That, what do you know?
Matt Damon in that Kevin Smith movie, and you're like, your time is up on Earth. And then it's like, that's cool.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, if you're an assassin.
Anytime Matt Damon gets a gun out, it's like, do you guys remember the Bitcoin commercial where he was like, get Bitcoins, and he pulled out two guns, and I was like, whoa. I was like, are you going to hurt me? And he was like, no, you can just look cool like me, Jason Bourne.
These are my new Bitcoins. They're guns.
I need to test something real quick. You guys got to let me know if this works, okay?
Okay.
Can you let me know if this works?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember him. Yeah. I liked him from
Justin, you do have to comment on it in order for it to be fair use.
Oh, hold on, wait. Travis, you can't talk over that.
What was it?
Go ahead, Juice.
Yo quiero taco bell.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what soundboard are you on? Is it just like classic?
Where is the beat?
Okay. Not yeah, these are some of the most sort of like low quality, low bit
rate. You're getting a Dell?
Do you have the Dell guy? He's funny.
What?
Do you have the Dell guy?
It's got to be in there. No, that's Intel inside.
Intel?
Yeah, that's not it. Okay, so there's a lot more of these. What's up? Who paid you to ask me that?
Pizza.
I feel like you're not dialed in anymore.
All right,
Justin.
Now I'm dialed in. I'm back.
Pretend to be suspicious to put on a show for your friends. Have the secret agents found me? What have you told them? Hey, that's not cool of you to ask. You know I'm on the run. I'm not sure how to answer that. Do you have a wire on you? On my
that's
text
a good
message?
One.
On my now, text message?
If someone asks me at a party, what's up? And I say, why are you asking? Are you wearing a wire? That is a good way to, like, kid on the square to gauge if your friend's a narc.
Yeah.
I just... as somebody who has trouble with social situations, especially, like, these sort of conversational things, I think it should be illegal for the internet to publish a list of memorizable responses to banal questions, because that's not right. Like, I know that is memorizing answers that are supposed to be witty. That's not good. You don't want to do that.
This is what I know. This list should be one thing long, and it should be not much you.
Not much.
Okay, I'll go ahead and spoil. Number 13 is not much you, which is, I think, the only acceptable way of
that's
getting.
The only that's one it should be. How's your day? Great. You? What's up? Not much. Normal. You? Hey, how was your weekend? Pretty good. It should, like, three words max, should be your response to a thing. I don't want a monologue. Right. I'm a human being who's bad at small talk, and I had to say something because we locked eyes and we're sharing a physical space.
Right.
And so I said, hey, what's up? That's it,
no, the the conceit of this bit is that it's not, that rarely the things that the wizard sends us are good.
Yes, but now it's dipped into a thing where I'm imagining myself actually being in my physical meat body and someone saying one of these things to me and me having to, like, roll out of the room as quickly as possible.
Okay,
like,
but what about this? Maybe this will be better for you guys. Not me, because, like, I'm a, like, cool, confident, popular guy. But, like, if someone says, what's up? You could say, when you ask that question, my anxiety levels.
Yeah, oh, that's
okay, can I say, there is a delivery you can put on that where it would work. I think that one I could maybe sell.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah,
well,
don't.
Now that you have asked me such a banal question, my anxiety currently is up now.
And then if you really want to, I don't know that these three, they escalate it with each additional one under this suggestion with my blood pressure. What a loaded question. Moving on.
Is it loaded?
No, not at all.
Not
yikes.
At all.
Yikes. My discomfort. That's way too hard to answer.
What's up? Oh, why didn't you explain the test?
Well, okay, what if someone said, what's up? And you just looked at him like, yikes.
Whoa.
That would be a good way of answering it.
Loaded much.
When I go shopping and I'm buying a bunch of groceries and the checkout person says, oh, planning a fun weekend because maybe there's like two bottles of wine in there. I think a good response now is like, well, not now. Yeah. Now I'm going to be thinking about this moment for the rest of the weekend because I'm worried I bought too many, I don't know, hot dogs wrapped in pastry or whatever. And
that's
now I feel guilty.
The same way you overanalyze whenever you buy like I get my liquor at CVS.
Yeah. And like a classy tent. Yeah.
I end up a lot of times getting like liquor and toilet paper or liquor and hemorrhoid cream. It's like, yeah, these two things, it is going to be a pretty wild weekend.
It's going to get pretty silly. But then I'm going to bring it down and really think about motivational quotes from Vince Lombardi.
I got this Gatorade all planned out because I your boy's bad with moderation.
Yeah. Where do you keep the Pedialyte, too?
I'm bad with bad with moderation, good with preparation. So I went ahead and got me some Gatorade.
Preparation age.
Some ramen.
Hey, can I make it sexy real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. What's up? My hopes, because you swiped right on me.
Nope.
Is right the good one, or which one is the good one?
I will never know with enough confidence.
Okay.
Where I
yeah.
know what offense is.
You could also, if you want to keep being really flirty and spark up a romance with a new crush, you can say, my heart rate, now that you're giving me the time of day, my level of attraction, your IG hypnotized me.
Whoa.
What's what? Up? What's up?
Imagine. Imagine.
I can't.
My attraction is up.
What's up? You see, m'lady.
Like what's other up? Humans, I want to say that my attraction is up to you.
I'm definitely not a lizard that has gained access to your keyboard.
What's up? My pulse, your pics, and your bio are so spellbinding.
They're in front of you. Is that, I mean, is this online? Is that the...
These are texts. These are text messages.
We're texting now. We're texting.
Yeah, we're texting now. We've been texting. And then there's some asshole responses.
Negging.
The next two subjects are all asshole. What's up? The opposite of down.
Nice.
A two-letter preposition. You're welcome for the grammar lesson.
Not that. Not too wordy.
Well, honestly, go just fall in a well.
What's up? A super cute movie that made me cry. Check it out.
Is it cute?
Okay, that would be good. I don't know that I would respond. I don't think I would call up a cute movie.
What's up? Come on, you know that the sky.
What's the beginning part?
Birds, planes, and on a good day, UFOs. Is that a good day when they finally do? Get tired of tolerating us and they come and they zap, you know, they zap us into dust with their big tripod ships. Probably not.
I think you could do, there could be a sincere delivery of, come on, you know this. You can do this. You got this. I believe in you. You know what's up,
Doug?
We've gone over this.
I'm not going to do the rest, but the last one is not much. Not much. Just that's the only correct answer to that question because it's all they're looking for. If they really wanted some detail about how you found their pics and bio spellbinding, they would have said, like, what do you think?
What is it about me that's spellbinding?
Yeah, exactly. Justin, can you play the beer joke again?
What? What beer joke?
The beer joke from the commercial?
Oh,
it's too late now.
No, oh, the moment has passed.
Yeah.
Well, Dad, you're my dad. And I love you, man.
That one? That one?
Wow.
No, what was that?
I love you, man.
That was not as big of a hit back in the day. I'm out in the boneyard a little bit. I'm out in the boneyard a little bit.
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom at a local grocery store, and I was about to leave my stall, and someone came in crying and started to give themselves a pep talk in the mirror. I don't know if they know I'm
was
in
it
here,
me?
But I would like to leave. Is it acceptable to go wash my hands next to them as they have their moment? That was from Bathroom Boohoo Buddy.
Oh, boy. Are you an older person who can provide a sort of sagacious little bit, little monologue for them?
Yeah. Or an older person that could pretend you're them from the future who just came back to tell them that everything is going to work out just fine.
Yeah. That one might be tough, depending on like if you look nothing like them at all.
You don't know what the future holds, Griffin.
Yeah, maybe carry around like a cyber mask with you everywhere you go, and that's great. You're in the stall, you're in the bathroom, and you hear somebody crying out in the sink area, the hand washing zone, and you're like, okay, hold on. And you pull on the sort of like Lycra suit and cyber mask, and then you walk out of the stall like...
It helps if you have some like DJ equipment with you, and you can do like a smoke machine and a light show.
And you can be like, contain your moisture. And they're like, whoa, what? And you're like, yeah, I'm you from the future. I'm a robot cyber DJ. I guess if this is the case, you don't have to be an older person.
Yeah, anyone could do that.
Anyone could be that.
With a little forethought, anyone can do that.
And you could say, like, I am you from the future. I do look younger than you, but that's because that's time dilation. And that's Einstein said that.
I feel like if I went out there when they're in the middle of their challenging episode, that might be a little too disorienting. Because, like, imagine if one of your favorite podcasters just appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah, and statistically,
like, Justin McElroy is in this bathroom, and I'd be like, guilty as charged.
Well, that's when you say, well, your friends paid for what we're calling a real life cameo, and so I'm here waiting for you to come in. So I could tell you, hey, man, everything's going to be okay. And make sure to check out Trolls World Tour. Residuals. Bye.
The residuals on that one, baby. You guys would not believe.
Do you buy that on? We're going to need you to buy a physical copy, though. And I know that that's not cool these days, but they have them here at the store. I just saw a big display of them by the front.
Hey, real life sidebar. If I had known that when you do parts in a movie, they keep sending you money for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would have tried to be in movies long ago.
We should make more podcasts.
No, don't get it twisted. We're not putting in a hot tub with this. This is a redraw button. This is a very small bit of money, but it does come for no reason.
For no reason. And it's
for no reason at all.
Just a little surprise letter from our friends at DreamWorks. Hey, guys, here's $20. People thanks.
Wow, 20. Woo! I would love that. Man, if I was getting $20 checks from Trolls World Tour, I'd be a happy young guy.
If you went to babysit and on top of the money they were paying you at babysit, they said, here's some money to order a pizza if you want. And you're like, well, hey.
And we'll keep sending you pizza money every few months for no reason for the rest of your life.
It's the closest I've come to that feeling of completing the paper from Book It to get a free personal pan pizza at Pizza Hut in my adult life. That's what residuals are to me. What?
I'm not sure I understood that reference, which makes me think that none of our listeners.
Pizza Hut Book It?
You Pizza Hut Book It. You read enough books or get good grades or something, you get free pizza, free personal pan pizzas. I think it's a real nice moment for human connection. Some of the times I've had in my life that I've felt like, you know, the hand of any sort of like divine forces or whatever is when I've been there when somebody else is upset. That's great because it doesn't have to be about you for a little bit. You can chill on your own problems. Just be like, hey, let's talk through it if you feel like it. If not, I'm going to wash my hands and I'm going to leave. But right now, I'm an open book, baby. Let's go through it. I'm a stranger. Who better?
Yeah. This is actually one of those rare times where pretending like it's not happening is what makes it awkward. Like, if you just walk out and, like, eyes forward, wash your hands and dry your hands, eyes forward, and walk out silently.
Yeah.
Now, whatever rough time that person's going through, they are both embarrassed and isolated. Where if you come out and, like, hey, you know, you got this, or it gets better or whatever, and then walk out, made it.
I think we all agree that being there for someone in their time of need is a very good feeling. So whatever they're giving you from out there in sink zone, you walk out of that stall and you take it. You take it up a level.
Uh-oh,
you escalate.
Your life is worse.
If you don't have to say that. Obviously, that's not the right thing to do. But if they're giving you like, you come at them with like, like, and you're way more
really
fucked up.
Really put it in perspective.
Yeah. And then they look at you and they're like, wow, it could be a lot worse. What's going on with you? And then you're going to have to lie and, you know, say like, you know, I just watched Up on my phone on the toilet.
You could also just walk out covered in blood and say like, oh, no, not again. And
that
now you've distracted them from whatever.
How would you do that on such short notice, though?
Well, with a little bit of preparation, it's right there with in your bag next to your DJ equipment and your cyber helmet. You're coming out. What does this situation call for? What are they crying about? Oh, they got fired? Mm-hmm. Is that a blood situation or I'm you from the future?
Oh, you also rip a big one. And that's a that's a bathroom joke that, like, everyone really can
Griffin,
I actually think that may be the best advice, is if you just, like, simulate a gigantic beefer. There is no time that I've ever heard that in my life that I have not busted up 100%.
Yeah, I was in the Bucky's restroom with Henry helping him do his thing when someone made a rude noise. Like someone made a rude noise in an adjacent stall, and Henry just started laughing.
Yeah.
And I had to look at him and be like, you can't do that. This is a special place. This is a special place where you can do that without judgment from five-year-olds.
It's the closest the everyday person gets to diplomatic immunity.
Yeah. Please. But I think if you do it when someone's crying, they know it's, like, for their benefit. Yeah. And they'll be like, thank you. So that should work, too. A lot of great stuff you can do in the bathroom. It's a funny room.
Yeah, we don't talk about this enough. Why don't more people make bathroom jokes?
I don't know.
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back with lots more content.
Through the Money Zone.
Okay.
I guess the Money Zone is content, right?
Yeah.
It's all content, baby. It's all content.
This is content.
Listen, they're paying by the minute. That's all I know. What's to say about Squarespace that hasn't been said before? Huh? Does anyone know?
I mean, nothing, but they are continuing to pay us to say the same things again. So let's respect that.
Did you guys know, and you might not know this, but there are people out there who don't have websites.
Why? Yeah.
What? Yeah, can you imagine?
Yes.
Right? What? Okay. But I'm trying to make it like a, like, what? Why would you? Because Squarespace helps you build your own website where you can, like, showcase, you know, your work or, like, sell things or, like, blog and publish content, all that stuff. And some people don't do that.
Yeah.
What are they afraid of, right? Are they afraid of cyber ghosts? Of course. Of course we all are. But good news, and Squarespace doesn't want me to tell you this, but all their stuff is blessed by cyber priests. Cyber ghost free, 100% guaranteed, or your money back. There, I said it. I said it. And
are you going to say any of the other things that they want us to say?
No.
In the ad copy, or are you just going to talk mostly about sort of cyber priests?
No. Listen, everybody knows about all their cool stuff, right? Member areas where you can unlock a new revenue stream for your business and free up time in your schedule by selling access to gated content like video tutorials and online courses, or like sell your products, or like, you know, you can sell physical or digital products, all that stuff, right? But the main worry, cyber ghosts.
I do think. I'm not 100% sure that ghosts are the main sort of prey for priests. I have always thought
cyber priests.
Cyber priests. I think that I feel like demons and imps are more their thing. But like if you have a ghost in your house, typically you don't. That's not like priest territory.
Oh my God, Griffin, you're showing your whole ass on this one. Of course, cyber ghost is a wide branching. Like term,
it's an umbrella, okay.
Right? It covers stuff like cyber demons and cyber imps and cyber devils.
Griffin, I've warned you multiple times about opening the door to allow Travis to enrich his own mythology.
Right.
Like you know, you know what you've done.
And so it's just a shorthand to say cyber ghosts, and you know what the fuck I'm talking
the
about.
The square Griffin. In the space is a box they put the ghosts in to die.
Now, don't open that cyber box. If you open
Holy
that cyber box,
shit.
Listen, it's a big Twinkie. We all know that, right? It's a big Twinkie. Do not fucking open that cyber box or it's going to get all over the internet and we're going to have to deal with that. Yeah. We're going to have to deal with that, the three of us.
So that's Squarespace.
I clicked away from the ad copy. So go to squarespace.com.
And you've been reading it so diligently so far.
Go to squarespace.com.
Your laser-like focus hovered. It wavered for 1 second, or it held.
The ghosts, they're getting to me. Go to squarespace.com.
Let me see where I was. Cyber ghosts, cyber demons, cyber ghosts.
Okay, I guess I know that. Whole thing. Don't open the box, big Twinkie.
We'll
have to deal with that, the three of us. Here it is. Okay, go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code MYBROTHER, all one word, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace, free of ghosts since 2019.
Do you have werewolves problems?
Is that a problem with werewolves or a problem werewolves have?
Every time you go out to eat with your family and kids, do werewolves come to try to eat your family and kids? Well, good news. DoorDash is here, and they aren't scared of monsters, and they will bring food to right to your house. From the restaurants
What precautions are they taking to make sure my food makes it to me unmolested by werewolves?
They have silver katanas. Every DoorDash, every Dasher has a silver katana.
Are they trained?
No.
Oh, no.
They are not. But they, I mean, they're good.
We lose more drivers, actually. Self-inflicted katana.
That's the thing that the katana industry doesn't want you to know. You're actually more likely to be killed by a katana in your home.
Right.
That's what they don't tell you.
But they, you know, the hit rate is pretty good. Summer's in full swing. And the celebration begins during the summer of Dash Pass by DoorDash. With weekly members-only offers and new items released every week, you can shine bright and feel cool all season long as skate grinders grind the virtual rails right to your door, katana in hand, and also a bag of medicine from CVS.
I bet
CVS.
They were listening to the first half of that ad, wondering how you were going to seamlessly
get a Dash Pass. They got zero delivery fees, exclusive items, and more than 25,000 members-only offers nationwide. Dash Pass by DoorDash has everything you need to make your summer memorable.
Griffin, I have a quick question.
Yeah. I was about to sort of like give a personal testimony about why. You're right, Travis. Whatever you're about to say is more important than the personal testimony I was about to deliver for the company that has paid us money to deliver such a personal testimony.
What happens
on our podcast? Go ahead, Travis, with your question.
What happens if the DoorDasher fails to fend off the werewolf? The werewolf kills the DoorDasher and then appears at my home. Yeah. Pretending to be the DoorDasher. What do I do?
Well, let me say, first of all, the stuff still gets to my house.
That's true.
DoorDash, they will always deliver, even if they have been horrifically mauled by a werewolf.
Yeah.
If
I might give a personal testimony, I like the leave it at the door option. Yes. So that even if it is a werewolf, I'm like, okay, just leave it there. Okay, yes. I'll get it when you drive away or, you know, leap over the fence and run off howling into the night. And he's like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, just leave it there, please. I got dogs and I don't want to open the door and COVID's still a concern.
Okay, so my testimony, it's good. It's good. DoorDash is good and I use it all of the time for all of my kitchen is packed up now. DoorDash has been bringing me to delicious Austin treats. Basically every night for the past few nights, and I do appreciate it. Give 50% off your first order up to a $15 value. Use promo code MABIMBAM at checkout when you spend $12 or more. That's 50% off your first order up to a $15 value when you sign up for DoorDash during Summer of Dash Pass using promo code MABIMBAM. Again, that's code MBMBAM for 50% off your first order. Dash Pass benefits only on eligible orders that meet the minimum subtotal. Terms apply.
DoorDash. Where food? Their food.
I don't think that's going to make it in the episode. What about where
food? Here food.
I don't think that's going to make it in the episode.
Oh, damn it.
In the briefest time, I feel like we got to know each other.
Bro, I appreciate you so much for that.
Do you read minds or what?
It's really a very sacred space you've created here.
Bullseye! You've hit the bullseye, baby!
Bullseye. Interviews with creators you love and creators you need to know. From MaximumFun.org and NPR.
Hey! Did grad school ruin your reading habits?
Oh my god, all those books you had to read for grad school?
Did becoming a parent destroy your ability to focus on a book? Did the pandemic tank the number of novels you can get through in a year?
Ugh, that happened to everyone, and we're Reading Glasses, and we're here to help.
We'll get you out of a book slump, dismantle all that weird reader guilt,
which we know you have a lot of, but most importantly, we'll help you fall back in love with reading. Reading Glasses, every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Did it.
Okay.
I want a munch. Squad. I want to munch.
Squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad's podcast, the podcast profiling the latest greatest brand eating. KFC released finger sporks, and I'm not going to talk about it.
Please? Will you please? At least to tell me what it is.
It's a spork. It goes on your finger to encourage you to make all their food finger looking good. Now you can eat your corn with a finger spork.
Does the spork end?
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
No, but I do want to talk about it. So does the spoon come up from the finger, or do you like wear? Do you scoop like
you
this,
wear
or
it
do you
on your
like,
finger?
Right, but are you talking?
You
about
can wear it either way, Griffin. It's not. I can't imagine that it's like an intricate mounting process.
Can I put on five finger sporks and then just pick up my taters like can that you? And just go blop, 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 blop?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
It's all good stuff. It's all good. It's like, you know, just like finger licking.
It's good. Just if you didn't want to talk about it, I don't know why you would.
I'm just telling you that because I'm tired of people trying to bait me with these like anybody could do a hilarious run about that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, anybody.
We just did like three of them.
We just did great. And I'm really torn though between these two stories because one's wilder, but one. Okay, we're going to talk about Subway. Subway has launched its most significant menu change in 57 years.
Okay.
It's the Subway series. Okay.
Doesn't sound that significant yet.
Okay. So here's what they've done.
Have they made their shops not stink like the worst stink you've
ever
seen?
Are they done ruining combination gas stations and Subways?
It's the biggest menu update in the entire history of the franchise. It tested hundreds of recipes to come up with the Subway series, 12 new signature sandwiches that can be ordered by name or by number.
Wow.
It's a whole new way to Subway.
Yeah, they're stealing it from Jimmy John's 10 years ago.
Listen, this is going to absolutely freak you out, but you can now walk into a Subway and say the name of a sandwich, and they'll just give it to you. No problem.
How did it work before?
At the before, you had to be like, okay, so take some yeast and sugar and flour and mix it up. And then wait. I don't know. But now that's you know how it's always you've left a Subway feeling like you just did like long form algebra. And you're like, why was that so tough? Why did they make it so hard?
Why did I have to make eye contact with the person as their hand hovered over the vegetables? And I said, no.
Now you could just say like, give me the boss.
Yeah. I can just throw myself through the front window of the Subway and tuck and roll and just yell, eight!
Give me the great garlic. They say here, the series lineup isn't a swap in ordering options. Customers can still walk the line and customize their own choices.
Hell yeah.
So in case you were worried that they would say no, you have to have lettuce or you'll go to jail. Don't worry. You still can get it without lettuce. In tests, the brand found the series to be easier for guests and employees.
No.
This is a quote. In fact, in Fort Myers, after just a few weeks, the franchisee reported guests were coming in and ordering the Subway series by number or asking the great garlic by name. Imagine, after just a few weeks, people relented to this new Subway system and said, fine, I'll just have a great garlic and I won't try to make it my way.
I just want to say, as I worked at a Jimmy John's where this is the system, you have the numbers and you have the names. What you are now doing is requiring, let's just say it, like underpay. Everybody in this country is underpaid at this point. Underpaid sandwich makers, like having to memorize, and hey, thank you, artists. And you know what you're doing? You're making it sandwich by number. You're taking away the artistry.
Thank you.
And you're saying you have to fucking memorize the name so that when I say, like, give me, I don't know, the big meaty boy, and they're like, oh, what's on that?
What else? The boss. What is what you meant to say.
Sure. Give me the boss.
Did you say I don't think I'm going to go into Subway and order the Mexicali. I don't think I will. I don't think I'll do that. I think I'll just order whatever I feel like. And then if you want to put a label on it, you go for it. You call it the Justin if you need to.
Well, I just know if I commission something from an artist.
Yeah.
I just say, like, I want a landscape, right? And I let them do it. I'm not going to say, like, hey, this is what I want it to look like exactly, right? Then that's not art.
Yeah.
That's
not art. I'm not the artist. You are. Like, you make this. As long as it looks like a car just drove over it, then it's the Subway sandwich that I know and love.
Here's a revolution. Here's what you do, Subway. I'm going to fill out a questionnaire that has nothing to do with sandwich toppings. Then the artist is going to read through that and get a vibe for me personally. He'll be like, oh, yes. Travis likes, a cool fall day. I know exactly what kind of sandwich he wants. Surprise me.
Yeah.
Like a mixologist. Surprise me.
A simple 100-question questionnaire. Yeah. That I answer it, and then you give me the sandwich of my dreams.
Filled out days in advance. And I'm going to come in on Thursday, so I'm going to fill out this questionnaire on Monday to give you some time.
An incredibly, inappropriately intrusive 100-question question.
Oh, yeah.
It's very...
Why do you need to know my sexual history in order to make me a roast of beef?
I'm actually sorry, but I do need to... It's been too long since I've done a Munch Squad, and I need to tell you about this other one, too. It's Hardee's, and it is maybe... This may be the worst, laziest, terrible promotion I've ever heard of in my life. Hardee's is partnering with NASCAR legend Richard Petty to promote chicken platform.
What?
To promote chicken platform.
To promote chicken platform. Hardee's is collaborating with one of the hottest drivers in history.
Okay. Sexy as fuck.
Let me see that.
Let me check out old Richard Petty.
Let me check out old Dick Petty.
One of his most popular menu offerings, the hand-breaded chicken platform.
That can't be
this
the name
month,
of it.
This month, NASCAR Hall of Famer, 7-time NASCAR champion. Come on, say it with me, guys. You know it. 7-time Daytona 500 winner and devoted Hardee's fan, Richard Petty, will be in his home state of North Carolina to give consumers the bird, surprising restaurant goers with hand-breaded chicken sandwiches.
What is chicken platform?
Oh, it's a chicken platform. You know, hand-breaded chicken platform.
No, like, but
it's the idea of hand-breaded chicken sandwiches, I think.
Okay. So like a platform, like a political platform, or like some planks of wood.
It's actually closer to that than you would think, Trav. Yeah, I think Hardee's Dick Petty? Hardee's has always had a special place in my heart because it feels like a bite of home.
Vroom, vroom.
This seems like an apropos moment to reveal I live in a Hardee's now.
I live in a giant chicken like that fellow, except instead of a peach, you see.
I live in an assisted living Hardee's.
Vroom,
they help
vroom.
Me with my dressings and some of my various household tasks, and they keep me absolutely slathering at hand-breaded chicken platform.
I'm pretty sure that Hardee's could be more accurately qualified as a sort of hospice facility.
Hospice! I have been a true fan of Hardee's, not like some of these fake Hardee's girls you'll hear about. I'm like,
oh, you like Hardee's, huh?
Name four Hardee's members of the chicken platform. Teaming up to celebrate this delicious hand-breaded chicken sandwich is a real treat for me. Plus, I'm looking forward to joining Hardee's. I'm in giving the bird a whole new meaning and surprising some deserving fans here in North Carolina this summer.
Plus, they said I could have a free sandwich.
Petty is popping up at a Hardee's location in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. There can't be more than 30. To give eligible guests a surprise hand delivery when they... What makes you ineligible to get Richard Petty to hand deliver you a sandwich?
Oh, I don't eat chicken. Oh, fuck.
Okay, bad. The hand-breaded chicken platform launched last summer in the midst of the chicken wars and featured the fact that they're using the past tense means that there was an armistice declared that I am not familiar with. As far as I know, these wars are still raging out there. This summer, these three craveable builds are back in the spotlight and are the ultimate cluck bait.
Nope.
The ultimate what?
The ultimate cluck bait. Cluck bait.
What
to
is
it? Consumers it's like click attention. Bait?
No, it's like cuck bait.
I don't think that's it,
no,
Justin.
I think Travis might actually be right on this one.
Each big, juicy, and crispy piece of 100 premium white meat chicken is hand-breaded on site, and now it comes with a very small percentage chance that Richard Petty will give it to you, I guess. It's just Richard Petty has been a fan favorite for years and has always brought that extra flavor to the track like no one else can, just like our hand-breaded chicken.
You
what?
Know.
What?
That's it brings not... extra flavor to the track. I've you lost know. My way.
Yeah, listen, I know I kind of rambled on there at the end, but you basically get what I was going for.
We really value the authenticity of this partnership because Petty is an organic fan.
Yeah. Not like some Biebers.
Not like... It's just... What they're saying to you now is... This announcement is that if you order the chicken sandwich platform...
Yeah.
Through the app or the drive-thru, maybe Richard Petty will give it to you.
Oh, guys.
Which is not a chance that I'd allow for yet, but like, I guess I do always kind of assume that maybe Richard Petty will hand my food to me.
Right. And wouldn't that be an amazing turn, though, if this time Richard Petty is helping the person in the vehicle? He's your chicken pit crew. This time, he's never been on that side before. He's always been the one in, because I assume now part of the pit crew duties for Richard Petty was handing him a chicken sandwich from Hardee's every time he stopped in every race. I think that Hardee's is trying to throw shade at the KFC Jack Harlow collab by saying, oh, it's not real shit. Like, what us and Dick have is real.
He's a real American. I feel like this is a bad campaign because the very last thing that I want is to be at a chicken platform restaurant and order some food, and then a celebrity that I do not know who it is hands it to me and gives me a knowing smile like, vroom, vroom, order up. And I'll be like, thank you, mustache gentleman.
Thank you, 85-year-old Hardee's employee. Very much appreciate it.
I like your hat. I didn't know that
like
was...
your hat, too.
Yeah.
What's your name? Let me check out your name tag, as I always do, because I'm a father of two. Richard.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Richard. I appreciate you.
Because my brain would, honest to God, kick into. He's looking at me pretty hard. Does he listen to my brother and me?
This is when they say eligible guests, I think they are talking about like checking the date on your driver's license, because Richard Petty I looked it up real quick. He is an 85-year-old man that has not driven professionally for 30 years. His last ride, it was in 1992 professionally.
Okay.
The Wikipedia says he was in his twilight years as of 1980. Like you have to, as they're coming through, like, and one other question, no reason, but do you know who Richard Petty is?
Go on in.
Yeah, on site, though, do you know Richard Petty?
If you saw this man, would you recognize him? They hold him a picture, like a headshot?
He's standing back in the kitchen, just holding the bag, just like looking like, do they know me? No? Okay.
Listen, this is...
Hey, Richard, while you wait, if you could sweep up back there.
That would be great.
Our pop culture is increasingly stratified. We have no monoculture to hold us together anymore. Right. I have the narrowest possible sliver of celebrity. More people would know me as the guy who uploaded the berries and cream sound than for my entire professional career. You would have to... like, bring in the people that it would be exciting for me. There's like 30 people that would be excited at a Hardee's to have me behind the drive-thru.
Yeah.
I'm not against that, though. If somebody wants to fly some people out to be excited by the three of us handing them a sandwich, I'd do it. Yeah,
Party right. Hardee's with the McElroy brothers, and there you can have that, Hardee's. You can
That's
use that.
For free.
I mean, it will. I mean, I will.
No, I want to get paid.
Like six figures, but yeah, sure. For the idea is free. The execution will be quite expensive.
Hey, Justin, will you read this third question real quick? Because I think that we can nail it down really fast.
Oh, okay, sure. I collect VHS tapes. Not too long ago, I acquired a Big Bad Beetleborgs VHS tape that did not have a case. Needless to say, I rushed home to watch the tape, but when it started, it had a message that ran across the top of the screen saying that it was a preview copy. And if I purchased this tape, I need to call the number on the screen to report it to Fox Video. My question is, am I good? Do I need to report this? Has too much time passed? If I do report it, will they take this tape from me? That's from Mystified in Mississippi.
You can't report it. You need to hide it.
Yeah.
That's contraband. Yeah.
They won't take the tape from you. They will take you from your home.
Yeah.
And you will not be seen again.
You know too much. You know the uncorrected Big Bad Beetleborgs episode. So like before they edited out all the racy stuff. Like, you can't be allowed to share this knowledge.
And by racy, you mean racist, because the genie character was way more explicitly problematic and challenging in the original cut.
And also, can I just say, now you've implicated us in this, you put us at risk, and now we're going to have to go... we're going to have to go on tour just to till the heat dies down at this point.
Where should we go, Trav?
Oh, that's such a good question. I was thinking maybe like Salt Lake City. They'll never look for us there. And then to Portland. And then we can blend in with
people. I'm as surprised to find us there as anyone.
San Diego Comic-Con would be a good place to blend in. We'll do some Deadpool cosplay. No one will ever find us. Unless you buy tickets at, you know, macro.family or you go to bit.ly/macroytours. Then you might be able to find us at those places.
Salt Lake City is, I guess, the only place they could really nab us, because that's the only show that's not sold out. Thank you, Portland
and
San Diego.
Baby.
We're back. Yay. November, we're also going to be in my new hometown of Washington, D.C., Detroit, and Cincinnati.
My hometown. Justin, you got to move to Detroit real quick. You can move back. If you have
they
questions.
They won't have me there.
Oh, yeah. Not after the Star Wars thing. Email us questions at mbmbam@maximumfun.org with the city of the tour stop in the subject line so we can build up those question lists.
You got to wear a mask and have proof of full vaccination or a negative COVID test within 72 hours of the event start if you want to ride with me. At these shows.
Yeah, no scrubs. And a reminder, with Griffin moving, we're going to have a couple of live episodes in a row there while he gets settled in and can set up equipment and all that stuff.
Please understand.
Yeah,
please, your understanding is needed, please.
Over at the merch store, we got the Approach to the Wizard shirt designed by Dana Wagner, and 10% of all merch proceeds this month go to the Trans Youth Equality Foundation. You can find all that stuff at macroymerch.com, and pre-orders for Taz 11th Hour are now open. It comes out February 21st, 2023. Go to theadventurezonecomic.com to pre-order.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use for our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a track that will get that booty slapping.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's also worth noting, we're going to be doing some panels and stuff as well at San Diego Comic-Con. I know Dad and I are doing one Sunday morning at 10 a.m. all about like influencing the next generation of nerds. And that's going to be with Bria Iyengar and B. Dave Walters and Johnny Stanton. It's going to be super fun and very, good. And you'll like it. Or else. We'll tweet out those locations and post the schedule and everything so you can find us at all those. Because we're doing a Taz panel, too. It's going to be great. We'll see you there.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been working on my James Spader impression, and I would love to try it out if I could.
I mean, we can go Ant versus Ant, Spader versus Spader, and Justin can be in.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
One issue is I don't know who that is.
Oh, James Spader?
Yeah, so my impression will be based largely off of whatever you do,
okay.
Travis. So.
Okay. Let me zone in.
You don't know who James Spader is?
I know the name. Is that
Boston
Cyclops?
Legal?
Cyclops?
No.
Boston Legal? No, okay. James Hay. Okay.
You're thinking James Marsden.
Okay, this does get confusing. Okay,
yes,
let's
thank
talk
you.
About it real quick.
Okay.
James Marsden's foot guy.
Yeah.
James Marsden, Sonic's friend.
And maybe potential foot guy. We cannot confirm or deny.
James Harden, famously bearded basketball
Correct.
Player. It gets confusing.
James Spader, none of those three.
None of those.
He was weird boss. Boss on The Office. He was
Don't tell me who it is.
Okay. That's the deal. Either you take it or you leave it.
Then let me try it now.
Okay.
I said I'm the weird boss on this show. I don't know which one. You're going to listen. You're going to listen to me now, James Spader.
Now tell him I'm going to put you on my blacklist.
I'm going to put you. Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God, I love blacklists.
Clearly.
Now I'm going to put you on my blacklist.
You got it. You're like,
you're
have careened in into Goldblum.
You're, in the
you're right.
Oh,
there, well. It's surprisingly close.
Yeah.
Is it surprisingly close?
Yeah, there's a thin barrier between Spader and Goldblum.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.